Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. From a sermon of St. Gregory the Great. When you read or hear the Gospel, you find some things in our Lord Jesus Christ subjected to injuries, and some things lit up by miracles. In the same person now the humanity appears, now the divinity shines out. Don't think any of these things are a delusion, as if Christ were either man or God alone, but believe both faithfully and worship both very humbly. Attribute it to the man that he was born of a woman. Attribute it to God that his mother's virginity was not harmed, either by conception or by bearing. Recognize the form of a slave wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, but acknowledge that it was the Lord's form that was announced by angels. Understand it of his humanity that he did not avoid the wedding feast. Confess it divine, that he turned water into wine. Let your own feelings explain to you why he shed tears over a dead friend. Realize his divine power when that same friend, after moldering in the grave 4 days, is brought to life and raised just by the command of his voice. For the old original wounds in human nature could not be healed except by the Word of God taking flesh to himself from the Virgin's womb, by which flesh and word existed together in one and the same person. We've come to the final stretch of Advent. That takes us up to Christmas. During these last days, from the 17th of December onward, the Latin Church sings the O antiphons before and after the Magnificat, sung during Vespers. These antiphons are very ancient. Boethius wrote about them in the 6th century. They are called O antiphons because each antiphon begins with the O of address. They address the Lord, using titles and images taken from the Old Testament prophetic and wisdom books. When you use the O antiphons in Latin, you will find a wonderful puzzle which isn't apparent in English. The Latin versions of each of the titles of the Messiah used in the O antiphons are Sapientia, or Wisdom, Adonai, Lord, Radix, Root, Clavis, Key, Oriens, Dawn, Rex, King, and Emmanuel. Now, if you take the first letters of each of the titles, starting from the last and working back to the first, you spell in Latin, Ero Cras, I will be there tomorrow. The song, O Come Emmanuel, is a reworking of the 7 O antiphons. When you sing, O Come Emmanuel, you are joining yourself to a vast throng of Christians stretching back across centuries and spanning the whole of the earth, who prayed, as all Christians do, Come, Lord Jesus. O Wisdom, who came from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence.
Amen.